Today on Hands On Photography, I want to know, why do you take photographs? Seriously, why? Let's talk about it. Hands On Photography is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope you all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always, and I'm really, really excited to be here each and every Thursday to bring you the latest and greatest tips and tricks that are going to help make you a better photographer and a better post-processor. Appreciate y'all joining me this week, and I appreciate you all checking out all of these subscription options. We're available on pretty much any podcast app that's out there. Head on over to our website, twit.tv/hop, twit.tv/HOP for Hands On Photography, to see all of our subscription options, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google's, or Downcast, or Pocket Cast, whatever. Look us up, subscribe, download all of the previous episodes, and share them on out and get your learning on in this wonderful world of photography. All right, so this week's show, we're going to talk about a bit of feedback that I've received from you all. First and foremost, I want to say thank you. Thank you. I've gotten so much feedback from everybody regarding some of our recent episodes. So if you go back to episode 36 and 35, we talked about an introduction to flash photography that seemed to light up a lot of people's eyes. And it was just an intro course. Trust me, we got a long way to go regarding flash photography. And I promise you, I'm going to ease you into that process so you can be really good at it and not be intimidated by using flash. And also the HDR discussion. Apparently there's been a lot of confusion about what HDR is. And I had an assumption that people were confused about what HDR was. And I'm glad that that episode helped everyone out too. So thank you for all of the tremendous feedback. That feedback's been coming over on Twitter. So if you follow me on Twitter, I am @_Pruitt. And it's also been coming in via email. So if you want to shoot an email to me, just send a message to hop@twit.tv. And I will more than happily and gladly check out your email and try to respond to them as soon as I can. All right. So speaking of emails, I got two that we're going to take a look at today as part of our feedback. And one of them, it hits me pretty near and dear at the heart. But hold on. First things first. We'll go ahead and hit the first email. Mr. Victor is going to show up on the screen here in a second. But this one comes from my man Wags. He's also known as @Hob74 on Twitter. So he says, hi there, Ant. Thought I'd send you a pic or two and let you cringe and groan while trying to take a sip of whiskey. Realizing your tumbler's empty. Oh, man, come on. Oh, man, that's awesome. I've got a ton more, but I thought these of some of our foster dogs and pups would do just fine. Thanks. Signed, Wags. Check him out on Twitter. That's Hobbs, H-O-B-B-E-S 74. Hobbs 74 over on Twitter. So let's go ahead and hop on over to my computer screen, and we'll take a look at the images that he submitted of his foster puppies. And of course, if you're shooting photos of your dogs, people are going to love them. People love dog pictures. They love cat pictures. They love pet pictures in general. Pets, babies, all of those are just like the heartstrings of the general public when it comes to photography. You're always going to win, if you will. But yeah, this one here is one of the puppies, and it's really, really, really nice. It's just it's a bit of a snapshot to me. I can't say this is a compelling photograph, but it's a snapshot, and it's nicely done. If anything, I would bring the exposure up just a little bit, but outside of that, I can work with this. I believe he shot these with his iPhone. Most of the time, I believe he sent something in the past and talked about it over on Twitter that he shoots with an iPhone. This one here, let's see, we'll move over to the next shot. This one here, I like it too, but there's, I got to nitpick him. So let's take a look at this. Let's break this image down. This is an image of two of his dogs here inside of the house, and they're looking out the doorway of the home. And I love the lighting on this because it's got that beautiful, diffuse, natural light from outside that I've talked about in the past. If you can get yourself next to a window to take your shots and just use the light coming in from the window, oh man, it'll really make your photograph look great. And that's what's going on here. So he's shooting into the light, which could be a bit of a challenge because a lot of times you're going to end up with a silhouette if you're shooting directly into the light. But with it being an iPhone, it's got a bunch of computational photography built in. Yeah, if you look here in the bottom left of my screen, it says it's an iPhone XR. So the iPhone does its thing with computational photography and says, you know what? Let me balance out that light. Let me work on that dynamic range, hint, hint, of this shot and make sure that it has plenty of detail in the highlights and in the shadows. And that's what we got. This looks really, really good. You can tell the dog's tail was wagging because it's a little bit of motion blur on the dog's tail. I love the fact that they're looking out and looking up. So that means something has their attention or someone has their attention. That it's a beautiful story there. And then comes the nitpick. So let me go to the develop module here. The nitpicking that I have with this shot, Mr. Wags. This croc. And when I say croc, I don't mean crocodile. I don't mean some reptilian. I'm talking about the shoes, the croc shoes. Oh, man, you could have gotten rid of that. Just kick that shoe out of the frame. I know it probably would have sort of spoiled the moment for you, but little things like that, they always grab my attention and it's a bit of a distraction to this photograph. If you're pretty good with Photoshop, there are ways of getting rid of it with Photoshop and making it look like it was never there. But best thing that you can do is try to make sure you limit your distractions in your shots, or even if you could just crop it down. Something along the lines here. We'll just crop it down. It's still in portrait mode. And we still have the story of the dogs looking out the door, out, you know, towards those. Looks like some flowers in the background, but I doubt they're looking at the flowers. I'm pretty sure they're looking at something or somebody out there because I've never seen the dog wag their tails so vigorously at a plant or a flower pot, even if they had to use the bathroom. But yeah, that's my nitpick on that. And Hobbs, I really do appreciate you sending this image over. This was a pretty fun shot to see. And I really do appreciate your support and all the conversation that we have back and forth on Twitter. It means a lot. Okay, so I have another email, and this one comes from Mr. Terrell C. Woods. And preamble, Mr. Terrell C. Woods is another person that I've been chatting with back and forth on Instagram or Twitter, particularly on Instagram. If you check him out, it's Terrell C. Woods on Instagram. He's an amazing photographer out there capturing all of the beautiful action sports of beach volleyball and sharing a little bit of his University of Southern California Trojans love, too. I don't give him too much of a hard time about that because I like the Trojans too. But yeah, he's great people. So check him out on Instagram. That's Terrell C. Woods, and give him a follow and let him know I sent you over there too. He's good people. But anyway, his email, this is a little bit of a longer email, but it's something that I think should be discussed. And I have some fairly strong feelings about it. All right. So here goes. Ant, I just had two portfolio reviews this past month, and for me, it's never make or break. Sports, military, and good parenting can really help a person when they think they're being personally attacked or diminished. I was just thinking, photography for many people is so personal. It's tied to their core. Their photography is them. 20 photographs in each portfolio, and the total that was deemed quality, only 7. A model might hear no 5 times in one day. Ouch. But the trick is in knowledge. Who are you asking to critique your photos? What do they shoot, or what's their expertise? A friend who was a fitness model was not showing up for a fashion runway call. Right. I say all this because It would be a shame if someone stopped doing something they love just because someone didn't like their work. I'm not talking technical skills. I'm talking art, or whatever you want to call it. Some of my photos were marked down because of a perception of loose cropping, cropping too tight. They didn't tell the story. I take it all in, and we are always trying to be coached up. I use that info and incorporate it into my skill set. The best lesson I've ever heard: if you're shooting for someone else, that's exactly what you shoot, because you can, because you worked on your skills. Then go out and shoot what makes you happy. Perfect. As for Mr. Terrell C. Woods. Okay, so that's a lot to digest there, but I think it's important to discuss these. All right, so let's think about photography. And my question to you, listeners of Hands on Photography: why do you shoot photographs? Why are you an aspiring photographer, or why are you an active photographer? What's the purpose behind it? Is it money? Is it fame? Is it art? Is it love? Is it just hobby? What is it? And there aren't any wrong answers per se on this, but each answer that you have does have certain ramifications that comes with it. For example, if you're someone that's shooting for money, okay, you are subjected to how you get that money, you know, based on how well you shoot. Okay, so if you're shooting for some company or a local business or what have you that has a project and says, hey, I need you to come in and do some headshots for us. We've talked about headshots way back at the beginning of the year in January, where we talked about getting your year started out just right. So if you're shooting headshots for someone and they don't look good, you may not get paid. You may not. Okay, they're going to say, hey, this does not look good. I don't like this shot. Okay, that's going to affect you. So if your answer is that you're being a photographer for money, you have to deal with feedback like that. They're going to tell you your shots look great. They're going to tell you your shots look like crap. It's going to happen. That's just the nature of this. So now let's flip that to someone that is shooting as a hobbyist. All right. Someone post their favorite photo that they snapped over on social media because they're just a hobbyist photographer and they just love to shoot. Okay. The image goes up, all of the comments start rolling in, all of the hearts start rolling in and all that good stuff. And people are saying, hey, this is a great shot. Cool. They get a nice little endorphins rush from that. And then someone else comes in and says, hey, this is a pretty boring shot. I don't care for it. And then they may just sort of feel a bit down about it. The difference is they don't necessarily have to worry about someone else not liking that image because it's not paying her bills. There's no pressure of it being perfected or anything like that. This is just something, a hobby. You know, they're just having some fun with it, if you will. So there's some different expectations of a hobbyist versus someone that is a professional. Now, with that said, and I know I got a little bit long-winded on that. With that said, the whole point of this art, or pretty much any art, is to do it because you like doing it. Do it because you like doing it and you don't care that somebody else like you doing this art. You're doing it for yourself. And I think a lot of times people tend to forget that. We have this whole interesting and sometimes weird a bit of culture regarding photography and art today because of how social media has either sensationalized it or totally just ripped it apart. And a lot of people are literally living and dying because of the reaction on social media. I've talked about this stuff personally on my personal channel about just leveraging social media for your art to sort of help grow your brand and things like that, but also temper that with understanding you can't really make social media be the make or break of your photography hobby or your photography career. First and foremost, do this stuff because you love doing it. You're going to get people nitpicking you. You're going to get people judging you. And If you're shooting for someone, understand who you're shooting these photographs for. Understand what the project is. Just as Mr. Terrell said in this email, you're not going to be a superstar athlete going to a photo shoot that's supposed to be for a runway model. Most of the time, that's not going to happen because those judges are not looking for you. They're not. Not saying that you're not photogenic. That's not saying that you're not a great athlete or great athletic model, but they're not looking for you. They were looking for a specific type of person to walk the runway or the catwalk for their next modeling shoot. That's it. So we have to understand all of the little bases and aspects of judgment when it comes to photography. We have to understand the aspects of critiques when it comes to photography. I've said from the very beginning, I'm going to offer up critiques to people that will that want to send an email of their images to me or even send them over social media. And I've said in my critiques, I'm going to be very honest and I'm not going to always sugarcoat some things. But what I expect to do is help you out, help you grow, help you get better with it and let you know, hey, this is good. Or, hey, this could use a little bit more touch up here. Or, hey, this could probably be better if you did A, B, C or D. I'm not going to always say I'm right, but I'm basing it on things that I've seen on the art side of things. And sometimes I base it on my own personal preference. For example, when we looked at Mr. Wag's photo, again, the little shoe in the image did not help that image at all. Get rid of it. But Mr. Wags didn't see that. And that happens a lot. But that's why I'm here. I'm trying to just help raise awareness for little nuanced things like that. That's going to help take your photography from being just a regular social media snapshot to something that's a little bit more artistic. If that's what you're wanting from me. Get it? All right. So I wanted to get that off my chest and I wanted to share with you and just ask, hey, why are you shooting your photographs? What is the point for you to take photographs every day of the week or a couple times a week or what have you? What's your motivation? Why is it so important to you? If it's even important at all, photography is super important to me. It is something that I've done for many years, even more so over the last decade. And it just, it's for my mind, and it's for my heart, and it's for my soul. I love it, and I'm going to shoot something every single day. And it's going to make me happy, regardless of who likes it, regardless of who dislikes it. I do it because I love it, and I'm hoping that's why you all shoot too. All right, I'm going to shut up now. I hope this has been another helpful episode for you. Just continue to send your feedback to hop@twit.tv. I'm more than happy to check those emails. And also give us a follow over on Twitter. I am @_Pruitt. Follow me on Instagram. It's the same name, @_Pruitt. And also give Twit a follow on Instagram. We're twit.tv over there. You'll see a lot of behind the scenes and some promotional information over there. Thank you all for the continued support. Now, I hope that you are still safely practicing all of our shelter in place orders and keeping safe from COVID-19. So safely create and dominate. And most of all, be well and do well for one another. Y'all take care.
Hey folks, I'm Micah Sargent, host of Hands on iOS right here on the Twit Network. If you've got iOS devices or watchOS devices or tvOS device, any kind of Apple mobile device, you are going to want to check out Hands on iOS. It is the best way to make the most of those devices. I walk through tips, tricks, and everything in between, plus answer your questions. So be sure to check it out. It's twit.tv/HOI.